It is understood by me, Baron Croc, yet it is a long duration of the king to be from the castle, no?
We have a king, Voronov, who does not know discipline as you and I do as soldiers. Oh, a good king. Too good a man, perhaps, for this world.
As was our savior?
Yes. But when your Christus told his faithful band that he would be crucified and rise on the third day, he at least kept his appointments.
A strange sense of humor you have in Bohemia.
Ah, but good tunes. You Christians sing well.
Thank you. And in the castle, all is peace.
Why not?
And the castellan, Mathieu, he is well, because he has ceased visiting our camp.
No, he went out after the king and hasn't yet come back.
Boleslav, if you drink less, I'd get more sense out of you. Where is Mathieu now?
The dungeon's still in chains.
Beatrix, too.
Beatrix, too.
And still no sight of the boy?
The boy's drowned. They fished out more of his clothes.
But no body.
Not yet. But I've seen the man of straw at the spring festival swept right down to Rotoslavy before it surfaced again. Even I wouldn't have swum the river that night. He had spirit. I could have made a fighting man out of him.
Oh, don't fill that goblet again unless you want to drown in wine.
It's harvest festival. It's time for drinking, and it's more than time for fighting. Isn't King Croc ready yet?
King Croc?
Oh, make up your mind, Mother. That old war horse is not after a crock of gold. He wants the crown of Bohemia on his thick skull, and our skulls in his hairy hands. You wait and see. But beyond the harvest, I'm not waiting.
Boleslav! You must.
Why must I?
Because I cannot. God will not let me.
What are you talking about?
Let me put it simply, in order to get through your thick skull. I am dying, boy.
Dying?
None of the doctors will give me more than a matter of weeks.
Mother.
Croc must not know, but you must not challenge him.
Not for the crown.
The crown will be yours in time.
In time?
The great conflict is coming soon, which will sweep away Wenceslas and all weakness. But Bohemia must be united in the fight, and the barons will obey Croc, not you.
No, no longer, prince.
Great God! Why was I given sons who will not see that the crown is hollow until men with majesty invest it with brain and brawn? Croc has the experience and cunning in the field to lead the barons to battle, but you must be seen bearing the banner of the eagles.
Ah, the banner boy, Mother. What am I?
Why did God give me two such sons? Oh, Bohemia, Bohemia.
Sammo,
I'm here.
Well, you didn't answer.
Oh, Tedda, why can't I be up in the hayloft where there's space to stand up? And oh, what's that?
It's meal porridge and cream.
I don't want any. I'm not hungry.
Would you rather die? Would you rather, like Machi, spend the rest of your days in the castle dungeon? They say Lady Beatrix is there, too.
Beatrix? Oh, Tedda, when will the king come back?
Only the king knows that. Take a sip of this, please. Just to please me.
You don't suppose that in the dark of that first night they killed Wenceslas and threw him in the river?
Oh, no.
Well, just as we were pretending I was dead, they might be pretending he's alive, so that the Emperor's knights won't kill him.
No, no, he's been seen.
What?
The man who saw him could have been mistaken, of course. He said this person was unshaven and was dressed like a begging monk, but he swore it was him. And I'm sure the king is alive.
What day is it?
Don't you know?
All the days seem the same to me.
It's Harvest Festival Eve.
Oh, I'm going to miss all that. I'll even miss seeing you all dressed up as Harvest Queen.
Poor Sammo.
Please, Tedda, can't you get them to let me be up in Igor's hayloft just for that? I could peep down through the floorboards and see it all.
It will be a risk, Sammo, but I'll ask. There's going to be some very special singing, too. The soldier choir of the Knights of the Empire are taking part. They've challenged Uncle Yanis Forester's choir that they can sing the Sheaf and Sickle song better than we can.
Is Igor playing Harvest King again?
No. Marriage to me in real life is going to be enough for him. He's playing the front end of the comic horse who pulls the festival cart in. Oh! Sammo!
What is it?
I just thought of a place where you could be part of the festival and nobody would know.
What?
You might play the tail end of the horse.
Oh, Tedda, if only I could.
Oh, Young man!
Down, Rearin. Samo, down. There's a monk with a beard of a goat coming our way.
Not so much of a man, Holy Father, as half a horse.
Well, such a splendid festival cart deserves an intelligent horse. So, may I ask you, what is this singing in there, in the barn?
Well, Father, you're not just a stranger to these parts, but a stranger to Bohemia if you don't know that song.
Oh, I know the song. Just the singers I would know.
Oh, and you should, too. They're Christian fighting men of the unholy, holy empire. Good God. Oh, I'm sorry, Father.
Why? What is it?
Well, it's the judge for the singing coming this way, Baron Croc.
Croc? Son, may I go into your barn and watch?
Well, certainly, Father. Anyone can go in.
Thank you, my son.
Samo, get back in. Head down. Here's Croc. Oh, I was mad to risk this for you. Stand still and pray.
Excellency.
The winning cart, is it? Very pretty.
Thank you, Excellency.
You're the farmer's son, aren't you?
Well, in fact, Excellency, I'm only half a festival horse today.
And the hindermost half?
Inside there.
Well, hindquarters, it'll soon be over, so bear up.
When he thwacked you on the rump just now...
Igor, the voice of that monk was the voice of Wenceslas.
Quiet, quiet, please. All ready, Excellency?
When you are, Forrester.
Ready, Prince Voronoff, sire?
Ready, yes. Sir.
Our honored guests from Saxony will be allowed to sing first. Oh, give them a welcome, boys.
But I know that voice. And you said he was dressed as a monk when that other man saw him. Oh, if only you'd let me look at him, Igor.
Well, he's in there now. When we go in... Oh, shh, listen.
Is it time?
No. We don't go in till the winning choir has been chosen and they sing the victory repeat. Oh, no.
What is it?
Over by the old pigsty. Where's Samo here? Look. There's that Baron Felix.
Wallislaw.
Quick, help me on with the horse's head. Oh. Samo, we're going to draw the cart now. Right up to the big barn door where we're going. Don't hurry.
No.
Right. Here we go. Go in step, Samo. Don't hurry.
Hold on, Mother Earth, the crying
possible choice. Both choirs a joy to hear. Congratulations, Saxon. So, in consideration of the fact that harmony is the aim, I declare this song contest to be a draw.
Oh,
and
quiet.
In consideration of the fact that festivals are for fun, let us have both choirs sing together to bring in your young harvest wheat.
Tell Igor to stand ready, and here we go. Open the doors, Jan. Both doors, boy.
Silence for the Prince Boleslav.
It's Boleslav. He's come in.
Samos, stay still.
My profuse apologies to all at this time of harvest festival.
In God's name, what is the meaning of this?
Oh, King Croc. King Cock the Crocious. Oh, the meaning of this croc is that festival wine has loosened the tongues of a few faithful peasants. And by the wagging of tongues, we are once again hot on the scent of a certain young buck. Pass page to the missing monarch.
Yes.
So,
Prince Voronoff, you and your men may care to go.
Yes, Baron, I think so.
Oh, I think so, too.
I've always said that our Christian competitors should go. And well beyond our borders.
Fool!
Thank you, Baron Croc. Come, people, foresters.
Baron Felix, let the holy horseman go, but watch the peasant.
Boleslav, this is drunken folly. To make the hunting down of a mere boy damage what I was doing now in lulling the enemy before me.
Lulling? It's been enough lull and lullaby, old war.
Oh,
out of my way.
Prince Boleslav.
Yes, please, Kate.
Not in the loft. It's empty.
And not in here, Excellency. Barn's cleared.
Oh, well, let them all go along with the Saxon songsters. Wait. No. The horse, the comic horse. There are two ends to that, and both human, eh? Both peasant flesh. Dig out the demi horse.
Samo!
Run, Samo! The sod!
Granny! Where's his lass? Run! No!
Got the boy!
No!
Go to safety!
No!
Go to safety!
A wine swift!
Boleslav! Brother!
Winterslav!
Samo! Come here, boy.
Bring off here! She's a king! She's a traitor!
Winterslav!
No!
No! No! Prince Boleslav, your knight! The doors! Run to the door!
Jacksons!
Leave this devil to us! Keep off! Yen!
Fire, hold it! Fools, take your filthy hands off me! Your Majesty, Baron Croc's gone away.
Prince Volanoff, your mounted scouts, pursue and hold the Baron Croc, but no injury. We have yet to know what his guilt is.
By heaven, brother, we know yours.
Rope his wrists. And your Majesty, sit here.
On the harvest throne.
I mock king of the harvest. You may have sown the seed, but the harvest is going to be reaped by the imperial sickle. And the sheaves will yield the bitterest that this nation ever made.
No, brother. No bitterness, but peace in plenty. And may God keep me fit to be a king worthy to sit in this harvest throne among this people. Among a people whose will I now know is for a peace intolerable to you and a faith with a future.
Bring him closer.
You'll never get me now to kneel before him.
No, Boleslav, I do not ask you to kneel to me. I only ask you to face me. And in facing me, to face these facts, that this people wants peace, needs peace to grow, and that peace is possible through Christ, through me, and without shame.
Is it without shame that you use the powers of the empire now to protect your throne and punish me, your own flesh and blood?
I have not yet punished you. And the power holding you now is no foreign force, but the native muscle of foresters entirely faithful to Bohemia. It is you that are now foreign to them and their way of life. That is the shame. Unbind him. Boleslav, you are free to go from here to your own lands, but not to come back this side of my forests till God has changed you. For think, brother, what you would have done. Brutally and treacherously shed Christian blood and justified the Holy Empire in marching in to make this country run with the blood of a whole generation of men. You cannot kill evil with the sword. Those who live by it in living so die, and the dead bury the dead. Take you and your evil hopes away. And for Christ's sake, my brother, kill them in you, so that once again we may love one another. Our mother will be joining you in this banishment. Go now, freely.
I remember this as the day when disgust of weakness made me want to spit upon our king. You are the Judas of Bohemia. Out of my way!
Oh, Majesty?
Wise to let him go?
No,
I don't think so.
It was not wise. But when worldly wisdom would surely have been to kill one's own brother, who then is in the generation of Cain? He was drunk. He was hurt. He is proud. He will be brought to the truth.
Wenceslas?
Beatrix!
Wenceslas, Drahomira, your mother, is dead.
Dead. Dear God.
But fear died with her too, for the jailers released Machi and me, though he is crippled.
Samuel.
Majesty.
You and I have much work to do up in the castle.
St. Stephen's feast and a crackling bright fire. The king will be pleased. Your Uncle Yanni will be almost snowed up down there now. Have you seen the depth of it?
Yes. It was still falling when the king and me were giving out the gifts to the poor people.
It stopped falling now. Oh, Sammo, the doctor's given me the best Christmas present I ever had. He says we can burn Matchy's crutches.
Oh,
I want to watch them burn, burning away all these nightmare nights and days.
But would the king...
Oh, I shouldn't complain. A good ashwood. And you know the old rhyme, ashwood green or ashwood brown is fit for a king with a golden crown.
Well, Sammo, are you enjoying your first Christmas in the castle?
Yes. Well, of course, Your Majesty.
You don't sound very convincing.
My candle blew out at the first blow. My Christmas Eve candle in the great kitchen, when in the great tub we all floated our little candles. You know, in the walnut shells.
Oh, that. That's just fun. Shed no tears about that, Sammo.
But don't they say that if your candle blows out at the first blow, it means bad luck for you?
Superstition, Sammo, which feeds on fear. Anyway, on Christmas Eve, when we all sliced our apples in half, and according to custom, we all looked to see if the cut through the core gave us a star, meaning sorrow, mine seemed to me quite clearly to be a cross. Yet Beatrix, looking at it, saw that it was a star. The same apple, two persons, two images. Often what we want to see is all that we do see. I see little crosses wherever I go. Crossed sticks on the ground, crossed straws today, frozen into the ice. A bird on a branch stretching its wings is to me a black cross against the sky. But we must not wish ourselves into sorrow. How will your own people be celebrating St. Stephen's feast? Oh, but of course, on St. Stephen's Eve, there is to be this special choral mass in the forest chapel.
It would disappoint Uncle Yanni if the knights don't go.
It would disappoint me. For with every such occasion, the enemy grows less and less our enemy.
Lord, Tetter, it's chill out there. But clear. Those wolves have come uncommon close, and the moon's up. Igor and you shouldn't have come. And I'm going to see that he sees you safe home.
Igor said he heard shouting and horsemen earlier on.
They would have come early to practice.
But the shouting sounded too warlike.
They're a proud lot with their Saxon war cry always on their lips. Lay out my festival costume while I call Igor in and talk him out of going. Anyway, he sings like a sick wolf. Is that...
Prince Boleslav.
Yes, we have your husband outside. As a trussed pig, he's grunting well. But I wouldn't count on him now to sing bass at your St. Stephen's Mass.
Igor!
Is this your costume for the holy performance, old forester?
Yes, Excellency.
Now get out of your peasant rags and get into it. Strip, I said. Oh, Felix, take this girl and truss her up like a swineherd sway.
Please, Excellency, she's expecting.
And then don't truss her so tight, she'll litter on you.
All's gone according to plan. We're ahead of time, so if only you're sure of the king.
I know my brother. God bless the goddess Moon for being so alluring.
What was that?
A wolf, I think, sir.
Ah, yes. The full moon is bound to bring them out on the prowl. Go here to the window, Summer.
Coming, sir.
How crystal clear the air is.
You can almost see to the mountains.
Yes. What was that?
A wolf howling again.
No, I don't mean the sound. See, moving along the forest edge on the far side of where the river would be. Is it an animal?
Majesty, it's a man. Struggling through the... Oh, he's fallen down. No, he's up again.
What could he be doing out there at this time?
But he's fallen again. He's in a drift, struggling. Is something wrong with him?
Then come. We must help him. Close the shutter.
You mean go out down there now?
This is St. Stephen's feast when my ritual is service to the poor. He is one of the poor, and he is in need. My cloak! Samuel. Samuel.
Here. I'm here, sir.
This snow is dry. Dry as flour.
But it's lying deeper the more we go down.
Step in my footsteps. And thank heaven for such a brilliant moon.
Oh.
What is it? Can you still see the man?
No, it's the old green woolen cape, Majesty. It must be my uncle, Uncle Yanni. He's fallen again, quick.
No. Slow, boy, slow. Or you'll bring an avalanche down on our backs. Shout to your uncle that we are coming on.
Uncle Yanni! Uncle Yanni! He's got up. He's stumbling away and on into the woods. Uncle Yanni!
Surely he heard you. Try again.
Uncle Yanni! Uncle Yanni! He's going farther in.
Well, it can't be your uncle. It's a stranger who perhaps thought us to be robbers.
No. No, Majesty. This could be a trap. The way that man dragged the cape, dragging his leg after him. Do you know what it reminded me of? Lapwings that I have seen when they try to lure Teta and me away from their nests.
A trap?
Well, why else does he keep going away? Oh, let's go back, Your Majesty.
Samuel, you're beginning to talk out of fear. Samuel! Samuel! Where are you going?
To my uncle's hut. I won't be a moment. Stay in the shadows of the trees and out of the moonlight.
But Samuel! Oh, dear God. Dear God, why must all our missions of mercy be like this struggle through a forest, where every tree whispers some chill suspicion?
I couldn't find anybody. Nobody was in the hut, and the fire was burned down, and I was afraid to leave you long. But something is wrong.
But surely they would have gone to the chapel anyway. Listen, I can just hear singing now. The mass has begun. Having come thus far, let us go in and join them. Samo, don't keep stopping and starting, or we shall be too late to add our voices to theirs.
That was a cry.
An animal cry?
I don't know, but look.
Samo, Majesty.
It's him, it's my uncle, Uncle Yanni.
Samo, we heard you calling us by the hut, but Majesty, we were all tied up. You must get back to the castle right away.
What has happened?
In our chapel, it's Boleslav, he's there now.
Whose voices are those?
I tell you, Boleslav, Baron Grigor, Felix, and all their men. My forest choir are only just now gathering at my hut.
And here's wolves, too. We must go back now, Majesty.
If these knights of the Empire are murdered...
They are, Majesty. Look, over there, the wolves smelt the blood in the snow. A black horse dead. That's theirs.
God, forgive him. Well, now nothing can stop the fighting we have all dreaded most. Nothing. Unless... Yanni, take the boy with you.
No, they'll kill you.
Samo, it is a trap, and it is set for me, not you. Do as I say. Give me the lamp. Go with your uncle. Retrace our footsteps in the snow. Warn Machi, but do nothing to alarm the Saxon camp.
No!
Dear God, Samo! Did I not command you to go back?
You know that if you go across there and you go into the chapel, he'll murder you.
No. That's neither you nor I know, boy. Nor does Boleslav. God's is the universe. Only I, if anyone can save my brother now from the destruction of Bohemia. For there is no way I can move and live now except through my brother.
But what good can it do?
Good. There are times in our lives when suddenly every living moment of that time can be what our life is all about. At such times, Samo, we see that motive, cause, consequence have no meaning at all. That God's will is eternal, and eternity we may only measure in moments. If I die, what will live on may infinitely be more important than my life. Oh, I shall try to live. But the purpose of life is for me that the spirit survives. Go. Go back. For you must not, dear boy, saddle me with your life. Samo, until you go, you deny me mine. For this is my way to live.
Oh, Majesty.
Boleslav.
Wenceslas.
Brother. Beloved brother. I...
Beloved Bohemia.
Go. Oh, Christ Jesus.
Leave him. Let him lie. To the castle.
Bohemia! To the castle!
And so the Imperial invaders came flooding back, and with them came years of devastating war, which ended in an impoverished country and a king, Boleslav, who in defeat had to agree to the same terms of tribute offered to Wenceslas in the beginning. And whether in conviction or for convenience, Boleslav embraced his brother's faith, and that faith became native to Bohemia.
In When the Snow Lay Round About, King Wenceslas was played by David Buck. Queen Drahomira, Mary Wimbush, Prince Boleslav, Philip Sully, and Samo, Rosalind Adams. Yanni, Fred Bryant, Beatrix, Diana Olsen, Baron Krok, John Westbrook, Henry of Saxony, Stephen Thorne, Prince Voronoff, Roy Spencer, Teta Christine Absalom and Igor, Anthony Daniels. The music was specially composed by David Kane, and the play was directed by David Spencer.